Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Friends Church. Happy you're here this morning. I'm Jeff. I'm the lead pastor here at Friends Church, and we're in for a good morning. You won't want to miss this series. It starts here next week, and invite a friend and join us. It's time that our relationships took it up a notch, hey? Whoever thought that just a healthy relationship could change your world around you? And we believe it can, so you'll want to join us. So it was about 15 years ago that I met a Sikh. He was playing with a group of ball hockey players that I got involved with. And at the time, I didn't know he was a Sikh. I mean, he had brown skin, and I looked at him, I figured, well, probably his family came from maybe India or somewhere. He played goalie and seemed like a decent guy. But when I heard that he was a Sikh, in all honesty, it made me a little uneasy, a little nervous. And I've kind of been thinking through this a lot, reflecting back, because I've gotten to know this guy really well. But at the time, I think I was nervous about a number of things. I was nervous that if the topic ever came up, I didn't really know anything about Sikhism. And I was worried that I wouldn't want to be offensive. I wouldn't want to say the wrong things. I felt awkward about it. And to be honest, I knew so little, but the little I did know, or that I thought I knew or understood, stuff that I'd heard, kind of seemed a little weird or freaky to me. And I'll tell you why, because I just remember a story in the news years ago about the big deal that the Sikhs were making about holding the kirpan and wanting to be able to, I just remember just vague things about this knife. A ceremonial knife that they want to hold. And in my mind, as a young kid, I was kind of like going, wow, that seems violent. You know, I don't know if anyone else has thought those. So anyways, I had little pieces of understanding in the back of my head. When I heard he was Sikh, I was like, For years, we played ball hockey together. For years. And we still play today. But I never, up until more recently, asked my Sikh friend about his religious beliefs or his life as a Sikh. In my mind, it was kind of a no-fly zone. And I'm kind of sad about that. I wonder how many of the children of Israel back thousands of years ago, as recorded in the book of Exodus, maybe felt similar to my friend. They were living in Egypt as foreigners. And I bet there were many who were watching the Israelites from Canaan living in their own land, watching them from a distance, kind of seeing how they did things. I mean, these people were different, right? I wonder how many of them were kind of quietly afraid of what they might be up to. I mean, after all, they were a different people group. They came from a different culture. They held different religious beliefs than the Egyptians. One day, the Pharaoh, I think, verbalized exactly what many must have been thinking. He said, wait a second, what if this group of Israelites who are living in our land, what if they were to turn on us? What if they were to all of a sudden join forces with our enemies and turn on us? We could be in big trouble. And all of a sudden, paranoia started raising. Fear started growing. And before long, the Egyptians captured them. They said, no longer are we going to be peers. No, you are now going to be our slaves. Life changed drastically, and we've been talking about that recently. It changed. They captured them and enslaved them. Not so much because they had done anything to harm them, not that they had done anything wrong, but because they were ignorant. They didn't understand. And this ignorance, it made them afraid and fear the worst. When that fear kicks in, it can make it very easy to not just turn a blind eye to these people who are very different. Isn't it true? From helping them or reaching out to them or befriending them. This fear can actually cause even worse. It can cause us to mistreat them, be unfair to them. How different would our world look if we could eliminate ignorance, which in turn would start eliminating these irrational fears unjustified fears? How much better would people be able to love their neighbors if they didn't fear them? So this morning, we're going to do our part to eradicate the ignorance that can lead to the fear. We're going to open up, kind of pull back the curtains of a people group who look different, who believe different than Christian communities like this, who we can love, who we can embrace. So would you please put your hands together with me and let's welcome Balraj Singh to join me in an interview this morning. Balraj, come. There he is. Yeah, welcome. So good to have you here. Come and join me. So just to be clear, Balraj isn't the seat that I play ball hockey with, but and not that you couldn't, Balraj, I'm sure you could take me down, but Balbi is here today, my friend who I've been playing with. Balbi, why don't you just stand up? I told you you weren't safe. I was gonna embarrass you. Thank you for coming. One of my ball hockey buddies, and thanks for honoring me there, Balbi. I know you'll want to talk to me about that later. Balraj, thank you.
Good morning to everybody. I'm very happy to see you all. The first of all, when I was listening to the hymns and prayers, I'm so pleased. And I salute those people who remember God in the core of heart, with love, because we sent God in this world to sing the praise of God. Who can do anything, everything for all. And He is the Creator. And if we will forget Him and we are living the life in this world, that's not the life. The life when we praise Him, appreciate Him, and always thankful Him to every breath, every movement, every day, in every way. Right. And it's my good luck to see you all, and I salute you all.
Oh, that's awesome. We're so happy. And Balraj was listening this morning, and he says, "Oh, the praise!" And we started talking about the praise. I said, "Do you sing in your temple too?" And he says, "Oh yes, oh
yes, yes, we do."
Yeah.
See, in every religion, people are singing. There are different ways in this world, and there are different religion, and they are try. Because we are all seekers, seeking because God created us in this world, and He makes this divine drama. And He put the ego in everybody, ego. Due to ego, we are different. When there will be transformation of consciousness, and we will merge in the divine ego, then we are the same. There we are not singing. There is a celestial music. There is a divine rhythm. There is a divine music. There is a divine will. There is a divine romance. There is everything divine. But we are cut off from that realm. So we are trying now to in tune with infinite, to in tune with the divine power. These are the different ways. We are singing. Some people are meditating. Some people are... This is the different ways.
To in tune with the divine.
In tune with the divine.
Awesome. Awesome. Balraj, we want to get to know you a little bit. I think sometimes when we see someone who looks different than many of us, it's easy to think that you're not like us. But tell us about a little bit about yourself. You're married?
Yes, I'm married.
And kids?
I have 3 kids, 2 boys, 1 girl.
Uh-huh.
And I am here from 77 in Canada.
You moved here from...
Yes, I was born in India. Mm-hmm. I passed my master's degree in economics, and due to marriage, on the behalf of a marriage base, I came in Canada in 1977.
Okay.
And then I married.
Yeah.
from until now I'm working. Still I'm working in the Staples.
It's Staples,
on the Arrow Road, there is a staple warehouse.
Okay.
And I'm working from 10 years over there now.
Wow, fantastic. So I'm always curious, and I want to just dive right into the deep end and ask you some real serious questions. And the first one, about food, of course. come on, tell us, if you had your choice, and we ask this of different people that come in, you could eat any meal, what would it be?
I love food.
It's very spiritual.
You know? because we are here in this world to enjoy.
Yes.
Okay? And I prefer vegetarian meal.
Vegetarian meal?
Yeah.
Okay, vegetarian.
Okay. And I go to the hotel, restaurant too. And
okay. And what restaurant do you prefer?
Arz restaurant, Arz of Garden. Because my kids born over here, they like these restaurants.
Okay.
But I prefer sometimes East Indian restaurant, spicy food.
Spicy food, East Indian. Is there one particular East Indian restaurant that you say, that one has it dialed in?
Actually, all the restaurants are very good.
Oh, that's very diplomatic. But come on, Belraj. This is not about love right now. You tell us the one that's winning, all right? Is there one particular favorite one? You say, no, those guys are better than the rest.
See, if I will say particular, right?
Uh-huh.
Then I will not doing the justice with those.
Okay, all right.
Their food are very good.
Yeah. Okay, all right, that's fine. Are you a coffee drinker?
Pardon?
A coffee drinker?
I am coffee drinker,
okay.
But I'm tea drinker.
Tea drinker?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both.
When I'm in a good mood, I drink coffee.
Okay.
When I'm normally, I drink tea.
Oh, when you're... Did you say when you're in a good mood?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's good.
When you are saying good mood means that anybody prefer me in just giving you the coffee, right?
Yeah.
Then it's a good mood. When we offer somebody, it's a good mood.
Yeah.
And when we are putting our own, right, then we are drinking for us. If anybody offer you, then he didn't take care of you.
Huh.
And he thinks about you, and then anything.
Okay. So serving each other coffee is a spiritual thing. It can be.
Yes,
that's why we have coffee at the back, and we... Okay, anyway, sorry. Belraj, I want to talk a little bit about the physical appearance of Sikhs.
Yes, Sikhs appearance. When I came in Canada from until some people working with me and they are asking why you keep the beard.
Yes.
Why you have the mustaches. And the simple answer I'm giving.
Okay.
In two words. When we go to work, right, they give us ID card.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
When you go to war.
Yeah.
They give
they have
an
ID card.
Sorry.
On the work.
Yes.
We have to punch it. And the time starts at that time. When God created this human beings, they make the ID for everybody.
Yes.
Just like men, they gave the beard and mustaches. And they said, the God told him that you are the man. And the for woman, no beard, no mustaches.
Mm.
And I have the full ID. And those people, my friend was Nicholas, and he was working. When I told him, right, next day he has a little bit of mustaches.
He started growing it out.
He said, I have a half ID.
He has a half ID.
So now in this world, some people have full ID.
I see.
Some have broken ID.
I have no ID. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Belraj, you don't cut your hair, though.
No.
That's part of it.
See, hairs are very precious kept goddess. It's a crown of the head.
The gown.
Some people are bald-headed, right? They say, oh, I love my hair, but I have not.
Yes.
And those people have, they say, no, I don't want hair. It's a controversy. But it's a God-gifted thing. Ladies who has a long hair, you know, they are beautiful, looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But due to modern age, we are cutting this one. We don't know the importance of this one. You know? And the feelings are different if you are keeping the hair. When I looking the pictures of Lord Jesus, you know, long hair, long beard, he looks so handsome, beautiful.
Okay, so Part of your appearance too is what you call a kara.
In Sikhism, actually the means of Sikh is learner. Learning every day, the whole life. Sikh word.
Yes.
In English,
that means
the translation, learner.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And when we baptize, they gave us five things. Okay. One is kara. This is known as kara. Those people who are wearing this one is just like when we are getting married, we are giving the ring. And ring means you are married and you are only love me.
Committed, yeah.
Committed.
Yeah.
It's a commitment always.
Okay.
With these hands, don't do anything bad to another. Huh.
So when you wear that bracelet?
When we are wearing this one, don't. Okay? No fraud. Live a good life. We are all family in this world. Okay? Don't do any bad thing with these hands.
Okay.
Don't slap anybody. Love everybody. If we don't understand the significance, that's another thing, you know, with the means of this one. The second thing, we have the comb. It's for the hair protection. We have to comb everybody. If we have the hair, we have to comb it. And we have to clean it, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little comb. And
yeah,
I will show you one I have and this type of.
Okay.
Symbolical.
Okay.
You can comb with the brush, just like with other things, you know. But it's a symbol.
It's a symbol. And you carry it on you at all times?
Pardon?
You carry the comb on you at all times?
Okay. I carry it with in my hair.
Okay.
But I brought it to show you, please.
Okay.
And comb means the significance religious, okay? Comb everybody, the bad thoughts. From the mind.
Bad thought.
And the good thought.
Wow.
Bad thought comes, go away. Just like dead hair we put in the garbage.
Huh.
The bad thought put in the garbage.
Wow, you comb
it. Comb every second, every moment. If any malice, jealous comes, comb it. Love everybody. Cooperate everybody. Okay? It's the second thing. One, two. The third thing is a case. Case means the hair. We don't cut the hair. And the fourth thing, we wear in the shorts. It's a different type of shorts. Shorts means when we are wearing that one, we are faithful to our wife only. The other, we love. Just like our daughters, our mothers, our elders, just like that. Respect everybody. Okay? If we have the relationship, okay, intimacy we have only with the wife. Okay? These are the symbolic terms. And we are wearing this type of sword.
Can everyone see that?
Yes.
This is a sword, a ceremonial sword.
Ceremonial sword. Sword, why we are wearing the people? It's a religious symbolical, and we have the egoistic consciousness that make us poisonous. From the ego, there are five things comes.
Sorry, I just want to back up. An egoic consciousness. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
We each have one.
Everybody has an ego.
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 Sure. Okay.
It's not man-made. Lord put us in this. Because without ego, this drama cannot work. I, me, and mine. Okay? But we have to go in everything yours. You, everything, not me.
Okay.
The daughter, sons belong to you. But you gave me the duty to take care, to love them. Okay? It's a divine knowledge. The sword means it's a weapon. Weapon means to cut the bad elements from the mind.
Okay.
Okay? Just like doctor has a stethoscope all the time over here to heart beating, this check one, that one. It means always remember it. Due to ego, these thoughts are coming. Okay?
The bad thoughts.
And that thoughts are not good for you. Okay? You have to go beyond that one. If you cultivate these bad thoughts, you have to suffer in this world. If you will control these thoughts, right, you will maintain yourself. If you remove these ones, you will live the happy life in this world.
I want to continue, but before I do, I just want to say, you may have some questions These are questions that I have of him. But if you'd like to ask some questions, text them in to us. There's a number. Is the number up there? Good. So you can just text them in. We're going to take a break here shortly, and then we're going to come back and answer them. So please feel free to text them in. Normally, we're anti-cell phone ringing community, but please, have at it, go at it. Thank you. Thank you for this description. So that's the kirpan.
Okay, yeah.
And it's designed to be like a surgical tool to cut out the egoic thoughts and all that. Did I get that right?
The importance of this one, you know. And if the people are people are wearing that one, but don't know the means of this one, right? That's ignorance. Okay? The real meaning is that those people who have a divine knowledge, they are wearing it, means they love everybody. If anybody say you bad thing, right, they don't mind because he has or she has the bad element. And they love. Love knows no complaint.
Right on. Right on.
No complaint at all.
Fantastic.
Okay? But when the beginning, some people are wearing these one, just like... And they don't know the significance. But after the company of enlightened souls, when they awake, right, they don't they know the means and they know the significance of that thing.
Thank you. It's so amazing when you start to see the symbolism behind these different pieces that you wear as part of your faith. And on the outside, when we see people who are dressed like you, with the long hair, which isn't typical, I suppose, in our... I shouldn't say that, but not many will. It's easy to assume or to think certain things. And I wanted to go there and ask you, Bhauraj, for you and your family and your followers, what it must be like in the midst of a culture that is different than what you came from in India. How has that been for you? Have you had to deal with... a lot of misunderstanding, misinterpretation, misconceptions that people have about you and your religion?
A few times comes, you know, when you share your love with everybody, you know, talk to nicely, you know, the people will love you. The human is human. When we will do it with anger, with controlling power, no. Just politely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working. I am very, very politely with the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? New people comes. Some people are stressful. Some are done. We are helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world is our family. And in the family, there are different attitude. People are a different attitude. Either they are born from the one mom, okay? But they have the different ego. And they're in a different attitude, right? But we have to... love everybody. Okay? So when anything comes up, I just sit together and we talk to him and they agree with that one and the problem solved. And don't make it big issue. We are making these things big issue. Little things in the newspaper, we are putting this one, no?
Yeah, yeah.
If anything comes right, it's not news. It's our family thing. We have to solve it easily.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not a news media things, okay? Just like we are in the family, we argue. But news did not come in the paper. The same thing in the whole world is, okay? Some people, if I misunderstand, call him, we will sit together, we will drink coffee, and solve it friendly.
I like your approach. Does it work often?
Yes, it worked for me.
Wow. He's the ultimate diplomat. Do you have people within your community that have been victims of racism?
See, the people will. I told you, so many people. Because if anybody gives you the bad thing, right? Just like I gave you one example.
Yeah.
My wife is sitting with me, and one guy, he gave me the horn. Car horn, and give me the middle finger like that. And
so you're driving, and he's giving
driving.
You the horn, okay.
Okay. And I said, okay, thank you. And you know what my wife said? Why you give not the finger? I said, I have no finger. I have a full hand.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
See, I have not
There's a lesson for us all here, okay?
Not only finger act. Because she is my life partner. Huh. And she gave me the excitement. Why are you giving your finger? You have not a finger? I said, I have a finger, but I have a whole hand.
Oh, that's awesome. Can we just talk a little bit about the Sikh community? Within Christian community, there are many different churches who... I'd like to think that we're all one big happy family within the Christian community. But in reality, there's probably a lot of arguing, a lot of dissension, division. Is that the case within the Sikh community?
Yes. In Sikh community, just like different sects. In Christianity, in every religion, different sects. Because the sects come when due to ego. Everybody thinks that I am going in a right way. I am in a right way. Then they make the different sects. The whole earth, when we make the boundaries, right? Due to ego. And when we didn't born, there was earth, but there was no lining. There was no border. There was nothing. This one. But we make these borders. The God is freedom. And we are the bonded slave. We make the boundary. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. Okay? Just like in the name of... When we are doing these sects on the name of the religion, it's a sin.
Having different sects, different groups.
Yeah, different groups. Mm-hmm. We have to merge together. Mm-hmm. We are here to merge in the sea, not in the pond. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not in the rivers. We are here to try to merge in the sea, the divine sea of love. Because God is love. And we are trying here. Okay? When we are coming in the church, when we are coming in the religious place, we are only coming to merge in the wide, universal thing, the universal world.
Okay. Tell me something, Bharaj. I can tell, and even in the times that we've been chatting over even this week, you have a very unifying understanding and approach to your faith. Would you find that most within your Sikh community feel that way? Would you think that, or would you believe that you are maybe different than many who see it differently?
See, there are three stages. One is materialistic consciousness, worldly stage.
Materialistic consciousness, worldly stage. Yeah.
Worldly stage, where we live there. We say we are taking care of the children. It's a worldly stage. We are earning, right?
Yeah.
Then we have the religious state of mind.
Yeah.
And the third is the spiritual state of mind.
So materialistic, religious, and then spiritual.
In 85, I just read the Bible. And at that time, there was no computer, only the typewriter.
So you
and the paper was not very good. Now we are selling very good paper, right? not very good. When you will see the paper.
You did it on typewriter on this kind of paper. You were studying the Bible.
Yes,
I did. You spent some time in 85 studying
Somebody
the Bible.
Asked me, you believe in Christ? I said, I love Christ. Huh. Believe in is a mental thing. Love is a spiritual thing. In tune with Him. There will be no question what I write in the Bible. We have to practice that one. Okay? The only one line I will read here. And I underline this one. And I'm practicing. I'm trying to practice this one. Wow. If I forget that one, then I'm not loving Him.
Wow.
Okay? The love means what He said, we have to practice. Okay? When we are saying Guru, when we are saying our Lord, Guru is a combination of two words. Guru,
yeah.
Yeah, is a combination of two words. Guru. Go means darkness. Ru means light. Any person who pulls us from the darkness to the light, we have to worship Him. Huh. We have to love Him. We have to give everything to Him. His word is a divine. And when we will practice His teaching, right, the grace will come. We will not ask for the grace. Grace will come.
Fantastic. Read this, and then we're going to transition, and we're going to get back to some questions.
But not I tell you, do not take revenge on someone who wrongs you. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, let him slap your left cheek too. See, it's a divine word.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody will slap you bad things, right? Give him the right. He will make you a saint. He will worship you. He will say you are the man of God.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
But we are saying, okay, try it. I will see you this way. Why the courts are working? We are fighting. Why the lawyers are waiting for us? We are fighting. And these are the valuable things.
Wow.
Which we kept in the books. No, we have to practice it. If we want to make this world heaven, we have to practice the advice of my Lord.
That's awesome. Let's stop there for a moment. I'm going to invite Grant to come up. We're going to come back. You got a bunch of questions you got to answer here.
And Gaurash, I have to say one thing, Jeff. When Jeff invite me, and he a very respectful person for me. Prince Church, I love this name. And I am your friend.
Wow.
And you are my all friends.
You're our friend, Balraj.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. All right. Come, Balraj. What is the difference between a Sikh and a Hindu?
Hindu religion is different, and Sikh religion is totally different.
Totally different?
Totally different. They worship idols, and we don't.
Okay.
Okay? We worship our holy scripture.
Okay.
Okay? That's a Guru Granth Sahib.
Explain
and,
that.
The Hindu religion has a Gita. And that's written by, in the Hindu religion.
That's their?
The teaching of Krishna.
Teachings of Krishna, okay.
Okay, that's the difference.
And your holy scriptures are, sorry, say
Guru,
that again.
Guru Granth Sahib.
Teachings of the Guru, Sanrab?
Yeah.
Sanrab.
And this teaching start from Guru Nanak. Our first Guru was Guru Nanak.
Okay. So completely different. They worship idols. That's how you would separate. The two. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you drink alcohol?
I don't.
You don't. If another Sikh did, would that be a problem? Would they frown down on it? Would they say absolutely not?
See, everybody is in the evolution. They have their own experience. When they say, "Oh, I don't want now," God gave us the time. To make experience, go and go up.
Okay. What part do women play in Sikhism? Sometimes in some religions they're looked down upon, maybe it seems from our culture. Do women play a role in
this? Yes. In the Sikhism, the woman has the same role.
I remember reading this. Yeah, very same equal.
Role. Very equal.
Okay.
No, just like in the Muslim religion, no. It's a totally different similarity. She has the same right. She can practice the same thing. Okay?
Excellent. Do you get to choose your spouse? That's interesting. How does that work in terms of finding? How did you find your wife? Did you see her in the shopping mall and, wow, I got to marry her? Or did someone line that up for you? How does that work?
We find her. You know? Now the people are in the computer.
Sure, yeah. Do they do that within the Sikhism?
They are doing the same thing. In the computer, they are saying this girl, that girl, right?
Yeah.
And we believe
E-harmony
in God. And
Sikhs?
We said, it's up to you.
Okay.
We have no choice.
Okay, so you leave it up to the individuals to choose it. Okay, excellent. Is finding employment as an immigrant completely fair? Have you found, in your experience, has it been... Do you look at these, I'm assuming that this is speaking from an immigrant's perspective, finding employment here in Canada, do you feel it has been fair?
I will tell you one thing. I went to 19 countries, and Canada is a beautiful country.
All right, awesome. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. I will not say perfect, but Canada is a beautiful country.
Okay.
Okay. And
there were diplomatic.
And equal right. Everything.
Okay.
I love it.
Let me go down that road. Does living in Canada prevent you from freely practicing your religion? How do you feel? Does it inhibit you?
No, I'm very lucky. No any limitation or nothing.
No, nothing.
Freedom in Canada.
Fantastic. Okay, how does Sikhism address religious dialogue? So would your community, C community, would they be okay with this kind of thing? Or is this kind of on the down low right now that they know you're here? Would they encourage you to be talking with people of different religions?
See, if you will tell your life and sharing with them, nobody will object you. That's my life. It's not a religion. What I am living, I am sharing with you just like friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And a religion make us very simple. We are very complicated. We are saying, we are in doubts, we are this one. And religion make us, with the divine knowledge, clear the way. How to live the life with love in this world. Mm-hmm. And nobody will object.
Does the color of your turban have significance? Are there different colors representing different things?
No. We are so many people hearing it. Nobody matches with anybody. Different.
In the
differentiation, everybody like different. We are five members in the family, right? And I never match anybody's, you know. Jason's shirt is different. Mine is different. My wife is different.
Coloring. Would you have different colors of turbans?
Yes, I do.
So you match them up with different. Yeah.
Because I wear the black suit. I put a black one.
Nice.
Matching.
Hey, and looking smart, isn't he? Fantastic. Making me look like a chump up here. It's excellent.
I have seen here. Now the women color the hair. If the shirt is green color now.
Nice. Yeah, you don't have to do all the dyeing. Okay, so how do you view other Sikhs who do not follow Sikh traditions?
I love them. Because anybody in this world, right? If he is doing this one today, maybe he will do the other day very good more. Because we are learning.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning.
Okay. How do you convert to Sikhism? So let's play this out. Let's say someone came to you and said, I want to be a Sikh. What must they do to be a follower of Sikhism?
No, if anybody comes to me, it's his option.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody's option, you know. Just like here in this Calgary, right? There are different schools, public and private. But the study is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When anybody take the degree, right? Okay, make a doctor himself or teacher himself, right?
A degree, yeah.
The school's name is leave behind and that they are recognized as a degree.
Okay.
Know? Anybody come to you, I can tell you about the Sikhism. If he like Christianity, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
If he want to go in Hinduism, there is no bond. We cannot say do this one. We have not to impose a religion like that. It's a freedom.
Yeah.
He can go any different way.
Mm-hmm.
But the destination, we have to go the destination. Destination where there is no bond. There's a freedom.
Hmm.
Where there are these advices, love for everybody.
So is there, I think there's, four or five things that you say, hey, if you're going to be a Sikh, you must, this is what we do. Could you spell that out quick?
In the beginning, when anybody, some type of addiction, right? We have to control it and we have to say, don't do.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a reality in the life, then you know the significance of that.
I see.
Just like anybody who don't know 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
We gave some beads.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Just like that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
Beads are not 1, 3, 4. It's a counting thing.
Sure.
Just like in the beginning, we are starting from somewhere.
Absolutely. You're giving them a structure to follow.
Yeah. Just like I have seen in Christianity, they do this way, that way.
Are you sure?
It's good. Some people are. It means we are doing something.
Views on marriage and divorce. I don't know if we want to kind of hone in on that a bit. For a Sikh to be divorced in the Sikh community, does it remove them from the Sikh community? Does it happen?
Actually, it's a social thing.
A social thing.
It's not a religious thing.
Okay.
Now in these days, people have anger, they fight, and they divorce. And it's a legal thing, right? But I will give you little bit my suggestion. It's a up and down in the life. If anybody down, right, don't make it down. Wife is down, you have, it's your right to give her. Don't worry about anything either, you know. And all days are not bad or good, right? It's fluctuation, little bit comes. And we are going on the end, right? Because we don't tolerate anything. A wife will say this one, husband say, okay, I don't care. This one, no. When we say, when we married, right, we say, in the health, in the sickness, I do.
Right, in the good and the bad, sure.
But we did not say, I did not. And after that we are saying, I do hear, I did not hear. Okay? If we first think about it, if we said, I do, right, it's a promise. Mm-hmm. And we will keep promise. We don't break promise.
Okay, we only have time for maybe one more. Is there such a thing as a cultural Sikh? So someone who does it more out of growing up in, say, an area of India where they are a Sikh, but they're not actually religious or spiritual, trying to transform themselves. Is there such thing as people that would say, I'm Sikh, but I don't follow all these things?
Everybody just like that. I asked one guy, he was not going in church, right? And I said, you believe in Christ? He said, yes, I do. He's my Lord. I said, you went to church? Did you read the Bible? He said, no. I said, you read it.
Hmm.
According to me, right, when in 85 I read the Bible, Bible is a combination of five words. B-I-B-L-E. Basic instruction before leaving earth.
I've been in this a long time. I've never heard that acronym. I don't know where I've been.
And Bible is beautiful. Holy book in this world. Please read it. And make your notes. If you want to get the scholarship or gold medal or God's lap, make your notes. Underline it and practice it.
So you would not encourage someone who would say in name that they are a Sikh, but who isn't interested in practicing. You'd say, the goal is to practice.
Yeah, practice.
Okay.
Everybody try. We can try, right? And the spiritual thing is a grace thing, grace. Without the Lord's grace, we cannot go up. Okay? But when we try, right, it's a first step to get the grace. You are singing, it's a very good step. Come in the church, it's a step. And God is always merciful. He is showering His grace. His grace is always with us. And in the end, I am so lucky to see you all. And you are all my friends. And I will always remember you. And thank you so much. And thanks very much. He is a very nice friend of me now. Because when he was saying leader, I said, I am not leader. I am a very simple person. I will talk to my family. It's a family talk. If I'm not practicing this one, right, I cannot share you these things easily, simply. Because the preacher, they will say, okay, this one, that one. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm a simple person. And I'm trying to share with you simply. And thank you so much.
Balraj, this has been such a privilege to have you here. Can we thank him? This has been awesome.
And one more thing. I am smiling, and you are smiling. And it's the best thing you are giving me, and I am giving you.
Right on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Balraj, so much. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, we're so happy that you guys could all be here and join us. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the questions. It seems to be the story of our lives on these things. But I love a community that is open, wide open, opening up our arms to people of different pockets and communities and beliefs and whatnot, so we can learn and understand and promote a world in which love is a common denominator. So thank you for doing that. We wish you God's blessing this week. May you go and take water to your world. May you, next time when you see someone who looks or believes or acts differently, may you not act out of ignorance and fear, but may you push past, open yourself up in love. Hey, have a great week. We'll see you next week.